This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. My guest in this portion of the program is Liz Abzug. She is a lawyer and president of the Liz J. Abzug Consultant Service, as well as an adjunct professor of urban affairs at Barnard. She is the daughter of the influential feminist and politician Bella Abzug, who won election to Congress in 1970 at the age of 50, running with this slogan: "This woman's place is in the House of Representatives." Liz Abzug is also the president and co-founder of the Bella Abzug Leadership Institute, a fitting tribute to her mother, and it is in that capacity that she joins me this afternoon. Liz, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Sure, thank you, Celeste.
What was life like in the household of Bella and Martin when you and your sister Eve were growing up?
Yeah, well, you can imagine it was pretty exciting and pretty crazy and pretty stimulating, you know what I mean? Both politically, and my father also was very political. He was a novelist and a stockbroker, and you know, my mother being as large in life as she was and as dynamic, even before she entered actually elective politics as a civil rights and labor lawyer, made for very, very interesting times, challenging moments as a child, you know?
Yeah, yeah. As a girl, what did you do, what did you dream of doing with your life?
As a girl?
Yeah.
You know, I really got the strong sense of trying to make the world a more fair and just world and society, I guess, because I grew up in, you know, the traditions and the, you know, of my mother's and father's civil rights work and work on school integration and, you know, anti-nuclear, anti-war stuff. And so I knew it had to be something, you know, in social justice, and, you know, obviously that became politics and law, you know, for me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the girls and the young women who have participated in the Institute, in the Leadership Institute, what are they dreaming of doing with their lives?
You know, it's all over the place, and, you know, particularly a lot of young women of color that we train in the high school program, the debate program, from throughout New York City, all the boroughs, five boroughs, and from public city high schools, and we train them in debate training and making speeches and doing policy research and, you know, arguing both sides of an issue, a critical issue of today. You know, a lot of them talk about becoming lawyers, judges, you know, heads of companies. Some, you know, have talked about, you know, being in the entertainment world and, you know, and really aspiring to the top positions of those fields, you know?
Yeah. When was the Leadership Institute founded? When did
we founded it? 4 years ago. This was in, I really wanted to make a living legacy to my mother's work and to carry on the notion to inspire and shake up younger women to grab the mantle of leadership and to become very aggressive and dynamic in the kinds of skills my mother developed as both a lawyer and a politician and a congresswoman, et cetera, and as an activist. And so it's only 4 years old, and, you know, we've done a lot of great things even in a short amount of time. You know, a not-for-profit has to spend a lot of time establishing itself, raising money, as everybody knows, and still trying to run very meaningful programs. But it was important to me, so I cut back my business and my teaching to be able to, you know, get this thing going and involving lots of great people.
Yeah, you mentioned debates and you mentioned policy research and,
right,
and that kind of thing. How does this exactly work? These girls and young women come to you?
Yeah,
or
we recruit for the high school program. We have a high school and a college program.
Mm-hmm.
We recruit the girls from city high schools, and some of them are beacon schools or charter schools. Some of them are just, you know, underserved public high schools in throughout the city. And we work with a partner on this called the Impact Coalition, which is a urban debate training organization, another not-for-profit. And together we recruit through principals and through parents' interests and through assistant principals, you know, the students that seemingly are interested in, you know, getting trained in something they've never had exposure to before. And then there are some who are kicking and screaming, and then by the end of the program, they're, you know, it's a 2-week intensive training, they're like thrilled, You know, it opens up the horizons. It's so wonderful, you know, to see that, whether you're teaching at high school, college, or, you know, even younger children.
Yeah. It opens the world to them.
Exactly.
At least a little bit. It gives them a hint that there's a lot out there.
Absolutely. And we're pushing to train young women, girls and young women in college and high school, in cross-sectorally. So it's not just in politics. It's in the world of business, advocacy, media, you know, academia, and the not-for-profit sector, so that they will understand and be ready for issues that come up in each of those sectors and be more sophisticated about figuring out how to be creative, dynamic leaders in each of those sectors, which distinguishes us from, you know, from most other training institutes, you know, for girls and women.
Now, the issues that are debated, the issues that are researched, what do they include?
They include the war in Iraq. They include is rap music, does it have a negative impact on women and girls? It includes I'm going to try to think of all that. Should reproductive health care vis-a-vis birth control be available at school? You know, at the high schools. I'm trying to think, you know, the issues of abortion. It sort of goes all over the map, you know, and it's been, you know, and then do women leaders lead differently than men leaders? And, you know, if so, how? You know, these are the kinds of concerns, and you get an amazing, very creative ways in which these girls handle this, you know?
Yeah. Do these girls then finish, when they finish, then they go back to school and they go back to their neighborhoods.
Right.
Is there an impact there?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what we try to do is encourage them at the end, you know, through the training to develop sort of a neighborhood cause or a school cause that when they're finished with us, you know, that we've hopefully pushed and inspired them and taught them some skills where they can go back and sort of engage their own communities and to really participate in, you know, civic engagement of some sort. Pick an issue. Pick, you know, a thing that's going on in your school or your neighborhood that you can rally other students or neighborhood residents around. And that's what we show them to do. And, you know, when you're a junior, senior, sophomore in high school, you know, that's particularly important. I know everybody out there thinks that we all organize on the internet, and my young friends in college and high school, you know, of course, always make that point, and that is a terrific opportunity for the world. But in my view, both as a professor, as a political activist, and as a consultant, and, you know, now doing BALI, the Bell Labs of Leadership Institute, there's nothing that replaces the face-to-face contact in the public square, and particularly for people, young women, who want to articulate and often don't have the opportunities, you know, to do so.
Yeah. I wonder if you have your sights set at all on bringing the Institute to other communities.
I absolutely do. In fact, we just had a major conference in November that BALI is short for Bell Labs of Leadership Institute, was the host, along with, you know, the main host and coordinator, took a year of work, major conference nationwide, but of girls and women coming from 21 different states. There were several from the Chicago area to New York, a two-day conference, which we called Freedom on Our Terms, which was to look back briefly at where women's and girls' rights were 30 years ago and to move the agenda that was established at the first National Women's Conference in Houston in 1977 that my mother chaired and got the money for, to bring that agenda forward and go forward in the next 21st century. And we have interest from people all over the country who've asked if we're going to do a program out in California or in the middle of the country, and we had a whole group of students come up from Michigan, you know, who drove up to the conference. It was a two-day thing. So clearly, I would love to be able to expand this. But, you know, you need resources, you know. As everybody knows, raising money in these times is very difficult for not-for-profit. But, you know, we're doing pretty well. And we don't charge any fees.
Yeah. One day at a time.
Absolutely.
One last question here. Is there a multi-generational component to this?
Absolutely. That's what this conference, by the way, that we staged. It had girls from 8 to women 87 participating in the 19 workshops and panels we had. And I got to tell you, that's my pet focus. One of my pet focuses, intergenerational nature of communication between older, younger women and those of us in between. And in fact, a lot of people have taken this off now and, you know, mimicked what I was, that was my intent of that, one of the main intents, and of holding other intergenerational conferences around the tri-state area. Yeah. And so I'm proud of that. And I think we need a lot of that kind of dialogue, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe one of these days we'll see in Central Illinois.
Love to.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Liz Abzug, she is the president and co-founder of the Bella Abzug Leadership Institute, a fitting tribute to her mother, Bella Abzug. And you can find more information about the Leadership Institute at the website www.abzuginstitute.org.